This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Do we have anything to say before the show?
This show goes out to Jim and Nancy Pranston, who are big contributors to the show in a very spiritual way.
And now it's time for the show!
You know, as many times as we do that intro, it never gets old.
No. I love that we were like, let's do this like whenever we have something to say.
Whenever we have something absolutely important to say. Well, I'm in Seattle as we speak. I have a show tonight, which is Friday, and Saturday. Those are sold out, and I think there's still tickets for Sunday at the Rendezvous in Seattle, Washington.
Wait, here we go to the jungle. Ready? Here we go. Hang on. And now we're swinging from the trees. We're a monkey in the jungle.
Swing from the trees and sing a monkey in the jungle.
You ever see those guys on TikTok that like eat weird shit?
Liver King?
They go like, all right, well, I guess we'll see what this like ration from World War II tastes like today.
I follow a pepper guy, an old pepper.
The guy that goes,
I've sent him to
the
you.
The guy that dips his stuff and he goes, yeah. A red pepper. Dude, I love that guy.
In Martian's hot chili.
Mama Liz's chili. And then he eats it and he goes, boom. Dude, I love that guy.
A red ghost chili.
Mama Liz's chili oil.
Dude, I know how annoying that must sound if you have no idea what
I
we're know, talking
about. I know, but it's so great.
But if you know what we're talking about, that's a pretty good impression.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
I like love him a lot. That guy.
And he used to do it with his kid. His like what? Son would do it.
I never saw those. Yeah,
just like a slightly younger version.
Whoa.
Of him. Yeah.
He's always got like weird shit in the shot. Like he'll have WD-40 and like furniture polish.
Motor oil.
But it'll be off to the side and he won't even touch it or talk about it.
Yeah.
And he'll just be, it'll be like.
That's what he was doing right before he felt like eating a pepper.
Yeah. Maybe that's how he gets started.
Yeah.
Cause like, dude, that guy, what's his name? Chili Frank or something? Who knows? We'll never know. Maybe someone will add it in.
He works so hard on his videos and I'll never know.
Totally. But I have a few things to say about that guy. Number one, I love him. Number two, he eats the most impossibly hot shit and he just shoves it in stem and all into his mouth. He eats like the stems and like, and then it doesn't seem healthy or possible.
It seems like it would be a lot on your parts.
Yeah. And then, so I remember watching him like, during the lockdown, I think.
Westy, your bestie.
There he is. Westy, your bestie.
Great job, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. And so I would watch him during the lockdown, and he's like doing his thing, and they're all, it's the same video. It's him dipping different cherries, different chilies.
Mama Liz's.
Yeah, into Mama Liz's chili oil. And then all these other things. Like, it felt like he probably had, like, a chili brand thing going on. They were just sending him chili oils from different companies.
And he was just dipping different stuff in it. And it seemed like he was just
dipping different stuff. I mean, come on.
Some siding from my house.
Yeah.
Dipped in Mama Liz's chili oil.
Tree bark! In Mama Liz's chili oil.
The left leg of an action figure.
My late wife's toothbrush. Dipped in Mama Liz's chili oil.
The shifter from my Ford Bronco.
My cat's femur.
alpha cookie. A rollerblade.
A $20 bill. Dude. So anyway, he did it for like during the whole lockdown, and then all of a sudden, there was like days where he hadn't posted anything.
So you were worried.
Dude, I was worried. And everyone was worried. In every single one of his videos, the comments are like, are you okay? Like, where's your, how's your bowel movements? Yeah.
He's just, he's at his kitchen table and his phone's out of batteries, but it's still around him. He's like,
yeah, he's, dude, he likes it though. You can tell he likes it.
I wonder how much, I wonder how much of this stuff is like
put on. I know.
Because I think he likes it more than,
yeah.
But he knows if there's no reaction, people are not going to watch it.
And he, and his reactions are hilarious.
Oh, oh God.
Like he's, yeah, it's like.
Truck tire.
My finger. My index finger. Marvel is his chili eye.
My left. Oh, index finger.
He just eats it. You should do that for Halloween.
That's anyway, very funny.
So he dude, and he's just like, he, yeah, you can tell this guy can just put it back. He can throw him back.
Yeah.
He can knock him in and knock him
it's
out.
It's very impressive. Because you get like secondhand, so like, holy moly.
But that's the comments. The comments are like, whoa, dude, like, how do you even do this? Yeah. Like, what is your, how do you do it? He never says it.
Do you watch the hottest chip things?
Dude, wait, hold on. I'm not done with this guy.
Okay, sorry.
So he stopped for like a couple of days and everyone was worried about him.
Yeah.
And then he came back and he did this super serious video where he's like, I have colon cancer.
No.
And we're like, oh, no. And it's like, everyone's like, is it because of the fucking, like, how... is it? And everyone was like speculating.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll be okay. Don't worry. I'm going to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And then they.
Chemo, stop it.
Me in chili oil.
Dipped in some.
My colon dipped in chili oil.
That's how you do it. That's the cure.
So.
Yeah.
He was like in recovery for like a really long time. And then he was like, I'm going to have surgery.
Whoa.
And we're like, whoa, everyone's like, best of luck, you know, well wishes. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then motherfucker came back and was like, I'm fucking cured. It's all gone. Back to
eating. I got a robot colon.
Dude, so he just goes back to eating all the chilies and shit. And
it couldn't have been that.
He swears it wasn't.
Hereditary or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was scary.
I don't know if that does that. I'm not smart enough to know.
It might not, but like you can't help but think of that. Because you're like... What is happening in his colon?
It does
with
seem like
these
an excess.
Insane chilies and
it,
shit.
It seems like an excess, but then I try to be like, is there any part of the world that has what he's doing as a more regular
part of
their diet?
Yeah, it's normal or something. I mean, I'll tell you, my dad would just like, he would rip chilies off the vine or whatever and he'd shove them right down his throat.
That's great. Did you have a vine tree bush?
Well, you know.
Chili But
my dad makes a guacamole that would blow your fucking mind out.
Sure. I would try it even though I'm not a big guac boy.
Same. I my dad hates it. Like, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like onions. I don't like cilantro.
Yeah.
And like, how do you make guacamole without those things?
Yeah. I can't do cilantro either.
Right?
I got the toothpaste thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're just, yeah, you can't. And I like a avocado spread.
Yeah. Like sometimes when it's with something else.
Mm.
Yeah. So many people are like, you fuck.
I know. I know. And they're like, you're Mexican? What the fuck?
Dude, I never experienced that on the East Coast in the Northeast. People are like, oh, you don't like salsa? Fine. You don't like guacamole?
Dude, the
fine.
Judgment
but
here is
it's like, are you out of, what's, yeah. Are you broken? You're that broken already?
Yeah. I wonder why. I think it's because there's all sorts of people here. It's like a big melting pot. And a lot of people grow up going like, man, I would put a whole eggplant in my mouth. My mom would have to rip a whole onion out of my hands.
What do you mean you don't like a lasagna?
Dude, you know those people that are like biting into an onion like an apple when they were a kid? And they're like, oh, I just loved it. I just loved eating onions like a fucking apple.
Yeah.
Nightmare, dude.
Also, it's so close to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And that stuff is grown down here, right?
Well, and it's super agricultural.
Yeah.
California is. Yeah. A lot of agriculture. Some of some of the most delicious strawberries in the whole world come from Oxnard.
That's nice.
Oxnard strawberries. That land's fertile.
It's because it's always getting burnt to
Don't
the ground.
Fuck the dirt, my dad used to say. Because you'll have a kid.
Yeah.
That's how fertile the land in Oxnard is.
That's why they call it Mother Earth.
That is why they call it Mother Earth. Motherfucker.
Because you can fuck it.
Today's sponsor is Mother Earth.
The sponsor is Motherfucker.
Let's
the
have
Earth.
Mother Earth. Let's call Mother Earth.
Who would play a good Mother
Earth? I think if we did a Mother Earth character, she would have to sound like she smokes like 100 cigarettes.
Oh, we'll
a
just
day.
Have Zoya do it.
What do you want?
She'd be like, what are you? I'm working.
Yeah, dude.
I know. No, I know.
Zoya would be a perfect Mother Earth. Yeah.
Dude, like be a like, 60-year-old Zoya.
Yeah, yes. Because we'd be like, Mother Earth, how do we fix the planet?
Yeah.
A lot of people say we're beyond fixing it. A lot of people say if we wanted to make the changes that would lead to a perfect planet, green planet, healthy planet,
yeah.
We need to have done that.
In the 50s.
In the 50s.
Right. And then she's like. And it was maybe it's one of those like cartoon characters where like only we understand what she says.
Right, right.
But she talks like that.
Right, it's all coughs.
Yeah. Like, oh wow, well that is I never looked at it like that, Mother Earth. Like, screaming.
Yeah. If Mother Earth could talk, that's probably what she'd sound like. That's yeah. pretty political.
That's what that Joan Osborne song is about.
So Mike, last week was a little bit of a pickle.
Okay.
We were in a little bit of a pickle last week.
What was last
week? Because last week was a dynamic banter show.
Oh, you were sick.
That was supposed to happen
at
the improv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was pandemonium.
Yeah, man.
It was a hard week.
And you're feeling good?
I'm feeling good, but I wanted to give you a super shout out because...
Oh, no, not necessary.
I know, but you fucking rocked last week like a motherfucker, and then you put on a show.
Yeah,
and I want to hear all about it. How was it?
It was really
I
fun.
Heard that there was like dynamic banter projection.
Yeah,
and you showed the cartoon.
We showed the cartoon.
Tubes cartoon, yeah,
which is great. And the kid, god damn it, I'm forgetting.
I know. Roger,
he was there. That's... And he came in like halfway through the showing of Tubes. And then to start the show, I had my friend Laura Peek and Henry Sir on, and they're two of my favorite comedians. So I got to introduce everybody to them.
Aww.
And then first thing I did was play your
The message.
Voice memo.
Hell yeah.
And then we watched Tubes, and everyone fucking loved it. It was
so
great.
It's so good, dude.
It's very good, and I can't wait to do more stuff with that guy
dude,
in the future.
We've got to hit the festival circuit with this guy.
Yeah. Dude, that would be a fun, like, next step. What if we got really artsy with this shit, and it was still, like, the dumb shit that we said, but it was, like, beautifully
animated.
So they have to let us into
festival. Dude, we should do our Fantasia.
Yeah.
Where it's like segment is like a different animator doing a different.
And all the buckets have cat.
Yeah. There. We'll call it Cum-tasia.
Fantasia cat.
Piss-tasia. But wait, it was a good show?
Yeah, it was good. And then I did some stand up. And then at the end, I did the.
The night before Christmas?
The night before Christmas.
Dude, so Mike and I were like, when we were planning the show, we were like, we got to do some kind of fun Christmas thing.
Yeah. I could read you what I have.
I would love to hear it. Yeah. Yeah. We were going to do a 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem to open the show that Mike and I were going to write and
rewrite in the DB style.
Right. And then perform that as the opener of the show or whatever. But man, that Monday I went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And of that week.
And I know you like to put your mouth on the rides.
Dude, I was sucking cock. I was sucking cast member cock. My mom listening to this show. Mijo!
Goofy listening.
God, Goofy's listening. What would Goofy think?
Oh, your poor mom. Around Christmas.
My mom's like, I don't want to tell my friends at the coffee shop about this show.
I want to be proud of you.
I want to be proud. Mom, if you see someone with a bunch of tattoos, you could probably tell them about the show.
Somebody looks chill.
Someone who looks like they smoke marijuana maybe would like the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had a real great time at Disneyland, and then that night I started to feel like my nose was plugging up. And I was like, this can't be from Disneyland because I was just there. You can't get a cold that quick from Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done many big activities, and no one I know had COVID or anything. So I was like, okay, I'm really hopeful it's not COVID. And there's no way I got it from Disneyland because that's way too fast to have it. And then Tuesday, I was like, oh shit, I think I'm sick. Mm. So I didn't want to like face the music yet though.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be like, if I'm sick Tuesday and our show is Thursday, there's a big chance that I'm gonna still be sick by then. So I was like, I'm going into like super I need to get better mode. So I didn't like go anywhere. I just chugged fucking emergency and water and Gatorade, and I just slept.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday rolled around and I was like, fuck, dude, I gotta talk to the boys. Yeah. I think we're gonna have to do something about this show. And I was hopeful that I was gonna feel better Thursday morning. And then Thursday afternoon, I'd be like, all right, let's go. Let's shower. Let's like fucking stretch. And then like
strut that ass.
And then by tonight, I'll be like fine or whatever. But I felt like absolute trash. And Mike and I decided that the safest thing to do would be to postpone the show.
Yeah.
No. And be responsible about it. But man, it was like a tense couple of days trying to figure out if the show needed to be postponed. And then you had that like day to figure out what to do with the show and stuff. And that was like a lot. And I thank you for managing that.
My pleasure, dog.
Cause I was dying and I was like, man, I just want to be there. And everyone was so excited about the show. And we had all sorts of folks that were going to come out and see us. And it was going to be our debut at the Improv as Dynamic Banter.
No, we'd done one there before.
A DB at the Improv?
I think in the lab. Yeah. I thought we did. No. Open space we did.
Open.
That was the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it would have been. But yeah, yeah. But I want to thank everybody who still showed up and came to see Mike. Much. And I heard it was a great show from people who I also know that said it was a lot of fun. And I'm real sad about it. But, you know, we're working on a postponed show.
Yes.
A new show in the future. Yeah. Not only here.
But other places.
We're thinking about
over there. We can go over there.
We're thinking about over there, maybe.
And so, we're just thinking about it.
Anyway, I'm glad that show went well. I'm feeling so much better. I'm like, I have this like little residual cough.
You ever find out what you had, or you were just
no? Sick? I took 2 COVID tests.
Yeah.
And
you ate them both completely. Mm-hmm.
I ate them, and then in a couple of days, I found them in my poop, and I boiled them.
And that's when you get peel the skin.
And it said negative. So that's the only way to know, to have it go all the way through your body.
That a lot of people have been doing them wrong.
They're just doing the little inside of their nose.
Yeah, it's a joke that somebody played on them one time where they said, put it in your nose.
No.
The thing I shit out got me.
Excuse me. And are your results accurate? Because mine went through my whole
intestinal system. Mine was in me, and yours is kind of around you.
Mine was in me for days, trying to figure out if COVID's in there.
Yeah.
But I had 2 negative tests, and it never got bad enough for me to have to go to the doctor and get medicine or anything.
Yeah,
because I just like slept and shit. But I will say, Owen, not to throw Owen under the bus, but Owen was at my house like 3 or so days before I started feeling sick.
Sure.
And he was like sneezing and shit. And we were like smoking joints and kissing and making out and stuff.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the things you don't know about going to Steve's house, is he makes you kiss him on the mouth.
Yeah.
If you're there more than 3 hours, you're...
Yeah. It's consensual, I think.
Absolutely.
Because there's that sign when you come in.
There is a sign right when you come in. It drops down.
It's hard not to see it. I made it hard to miss.
Yeah. Said you're probably going to get kissed.
You might get kissed. You've entered the kissing zone.
So turn back now.
This is a kiss.
All ye who have abandoned.
This is a smooch zone.
You press a button and the lights dim.
You've now entered a smooch zone. You want my drugs? You want my food? You want my drinks? Then you're gonna get smooched. It's just a video that plays. A little screen comes out. But Owen was a little sick, and then a couple of days later, he called me and he's like, "Hey man, I think I got COVID. I don't know." And then he took all the tests and found out it wasn't COVID. And then when I got sick, I was like describing my cold to him, and he's like, "Oh yeah, that's the one that's going around."
Yeah, that's the one I gave.
I'm like,
you.
"Oh, is that what's going around? Oh, it's going around."
Yeah, that's the one I gave.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's the one I gave you for sure.
I made sure I gave you that one, all right.
So we can blame Owen for the Dynamic Banter show not happening.
Well, Owen.
Merry Christmas. Oh, okay. So that's out of the way. Thank you, Mike, for picking up the slack.
My pleasure. Glad you're back.
Great boy. Yeah. Big, I mean, employee of the month. Am I right?
Out of the three of us.
Out of the yeah.
Kevin gets it every month regardless.
Yep. But you knocked him off for this month.
Yeah.
That's true.
Nothing better than a Christmas December employee of the month.
There's nothing better.
So, Mike, I went to a sports game.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
And I teased it on the show.
Okay.
But I haven't had a chance to talk about it.
Why do I have no recollection of this happening?
Of me teasing it?
Yeah. What'd you say?
It's so funny because I teased it and your reaction was the exact same reaction you had today.
Dude, that's the best part of having no memory.
I know, because it's like, you know that you're excited to hear about it.
I get excited about shit I've known for years.
Dude, I know. Me too. I get excited when I watch movies I've seen 100 times.
Hell yeah.
And something really of part I love happens.
Yeah.
I get excited still.
I'm like that fish in Finding Dory.
Yes. So, I went to a
hockey
Mighty Ducks game.
In Anaheim. I love it.
Yeah. I went with a lady friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And it was her birthday. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Would you like to go to a hockey game?" And I was like, me 5 years ago would have been like, nah.
Even on her birthday.
You know, I think some people should have their things. Uh-huh. That they enjoy and shouldn't be forced upon anyone.
Sure.
And like, I've had relationships in the past where I'm like, man, I love Disneyland so much. I'm like a Disneyland fiend.
Yeah.
But sometimes not always everyone is on the same level as that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have to just be like, all right, well, I'm going to go to Disneyland with my friends. Yeah. And then you come back and you're like, I've got my own thing going.
Yeah.
You go do your shit. I'll go do my shit.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's okay to be like, I won't have fun. I know I'm not going to have fun. I don't want you to be worried I'm not having fun.
And I want you to go fuck yourself.
And I'd love for you to go fuck yourself. So, but she asked me and I was like, all I've ever heard is that if I'm ever going to go to a live sporting event, like hockey is one of the top live sports to see. And do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, like the sports concept is very much like team A needs to get their thing into team B's thing, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah.
And whoever does the most of that wins.
It's soccer, but wetter.
Yeah, but that's like most sports, right? Like even basketball is like that.
Yeah, there's like a simple object and you got to do it more than the other
team. Yeah, and you got to do it more than the other guys.
Yeah.
And so there's like, do you want to see guys run around and do that? Or you guys want to see gigantic, muscular Olympian men smashing into each other? Hot, sexy, cummed up men.
Filled.
Glistening from the dried up cum all over their skin.
Beards.
Beards and cum.
And that's hockey.
beers and cum. But so my thing was I don't want to go and be in like nosebleed seats where you like feel like if you just lean forward a little too much you're gonna like end your life.
Sure.
You ever been to those?
Yeah.
Where you're so high up you're like, fuck me, I gotta never look down again.
Old Yankee Stadium was, it felt unsafe.
Right?
Yo, did I tell you about the nosebleed section at Elton John?
No, tell me.
We saw a guy fall down the stairs.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. It was one of the weirder
That was at
experiences.
The cryptocurrency center?
No, it was Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
And this dude fell down. And this is like the most upper deck. So if you fall,
you're fucked.
You're going to fall for a long time.
You might be falling for a while.
And then he like landed with his neck on the steps. And I was like, that dude, Zoya was like, that guy broke his neck.
Yeah.
Based on the sound alone.
Yeah.
And he got up and he was like all dazed. It was all fucked up. It happened right next to my elderly father.
Oh, fuck.
And my dad was like, whoop, whoop.
Whoops.
That's not good.
How long did he fall for?
He didn't fall for like a long time, but he fell so awkwardly.
Damn.
And
was it an older gentleman?
No, it was like our age probably.
Wow. So that must have been embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, very embarrassed. And then he was like, fine. And the best part, Zoya loves this part of the story, where his girlfriend is like, yo, I know your arm is fucking destroyed right now, but can you take a picture of me with my
No way, dude. That's so funny. Not like, are you okay? No, like, she didn't rush down to No, this lighting's really good right now and it's gonna change.
Yeah, like, oh fuck, are you okay? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have fallen off this whole fucking stadium.
I think we have 3 minutes before the show starts.
You made it sound like you broke your neck. Oh my god. Can you take a picture of me at the stage? And the stage is... Get the stage.
You saw how long I worked on my makeup.
Get the glasses. Tell me I didn't have my glasses on.
Where's the glasses? Did you... You broke them. I fell on them.
He had them in his pocket.
The Elton John glasses.
And he's like, okay,
I'm in a lot of pain, honey.
We seriously thought he was like, dude, like most of the way through the concert was going to be like, I can't be here anymore.
But he powered through, huh? I wonder if it was like, what if it was like a date?
Shock.
And he's like, I can't be weak and be like, if I broke my neck before, like,
dude, I've been asking Tiffany out for six years.
And like, you know, dude, it's such a hot shit move
to
text someone and be like, yo, I got tickets to Elton
John tonight. Elton John tonight. You want to go?
Come on.
And then the first thing you do is break your neck.
You break your neck and you're like, I've been waiting so long to date this girl.
I've spent $2,000 on these tickets.
Dude, I think you should leave Tim Robinson sketch. Like, I could see him doing it, and his, like, you could see a bruise forming. Like,
yeah, like, is that, do you have a hickey?
His eyes are, like, bloodshot red. Ah, shit! They were $2,000 tickets. That's so funny, dude. That's a really funny sketch.
Dude.
If I fell down the steps like that, dude, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I've got the perfect response if you do something really embarrassing and you like you fall or something really embarrassing happens and everyone's looking at you and they laugh at you.
Yeah.
I've got the perfect thing for you to say, and I promise you it immediately takes the embarrassment away makes everyone laugh with you. Uh-huh. And then it takes the power and it feels so good.
Yeah.
This is all you have to say. If you're the guy that fell down the steps at Dodger Stadium, all you gotta do, I was trying to think of like a really fucked up thing to say instead of what it was, but now I'm not gonna, that's why I'm laughing. But okay, so you fall down the steps and you get up and you go, and for my next trick,
yeah, that's right? Not bad.
all you gotta do is be like, I'm fine, and yeah. here's a funny thing.
Dude, so funny to say that when you're very obviously very hurt.
And for my next trick! You're like vomiting blood.
Yeah, he's not. Don't let him make jokes.
Yeah, and at that point it's like, that guy needs an ambulance.
And he's kind of embarrassed and trying to play it off.
And saying for my next trick didn't help. Now we're like more concerned about it.
Dude, your arms are like different.
And in the next trick.
Okay. Watch out for the first step. Dude, the guy in the upper deck of Dodger Stadium. Watch out for that 400th step.
And his shirt's like covered in blood.
Covered in blood. Damn, dude.
Anyway. Even with that banana peel. Do you think Elton John knew about that guy falling down the stairs?
There's not a chance.
In hell.
There's not a chance.
What if he, like, a couple of days after the show, he sends an email and he's like, I'd just like to know who.
Did anyone fall?
If anyone hurt themselves.
Yeah, because his piano, we were in the upper deck, but his piano was facing us.
Oh, hell.
So
yeah.
What if, like, he saw, like, little tiny guy fall down the stairs?
And you can see it happening
yeah.
from his
Goodbye,
piano.
Goodbye, yellow brick room.
Whoa! Oh.
Okay. And we're filming for Disney Plus, so
gonna
I can't
pretend
really
I didn't see it. Yeah.
He points to it on Disney Plus.
Right.
That guy's on Disney Plus forever.
That's me falling in the background, dying. Okay, so anyway, so this hockey game, dude.
Yeah.
And it was like the perfect seats. It was like.
More mezzanine.
Mezzanine.
Yeah.
And we could look down onto the ice rink, and it was like cold.
Yeah.
And it felt all like, ooh, you could get like bundled up in here. You can wear like a hoodie and snuggle up.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a lot of fucking fun, dude. I had so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
And I was mesmerized. Like, I was just like.
It's a cool thing to see. They go so fast.
Yeah. I'm like,
and they're so big.
And then like everyone goes like, oh!
Yeah. Dude, the best part is that everyone's into something that's actually happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and there's so much going on. Like, and then in between, like, I feel like there's so much setup sometimes. And then they bring out the Zambonis or whatever the thing is called.
Yeah.
And then they do the ice thing. And then they have these, like, super hot babes come out and, like, scrape the ice with, like, you ever seen, you know what I'm talking about? They, like, they come out with those, like, big shovels.
Yeah.
And then they like skate across and they do these like fun routines and
yeah.
stuff. So there's like all this shit going on like that. And then there's like the guy in the audience going like, I'm here with Tim from Anaheim and he's here yeah. for the Ducks. What do you want to say to everybody? And he goes like, go Ducks! And everyone goes, yeah! It's like fucking crazy.
And then the t-shirt.
Yeah, then they shoot t-shirt cannons at people and then yeah. like... The guy in the duck costume with like it goes around and does all that funny shit. And
yeah. He like takes a kid's hat.
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes and then gives it back and shit. And then but
he fucks the guy's wife.
Dude, I also didn't know. And he's like and yeah, it's like, we're on the duck fuck duck cam, the duck fuck.
You're gonna get
fucked,
duck.
Who's gonna get fucked by the duck?
Duck gets fucking your wife.
Someone's getting fucked by the duck tonight.
Anaheim Mighty Cucks.
And cuts to him and he's like doing this. Someone's gonna get fucked by the duck tonight.
Dude, the cuck cam is on the husband.
He's and like, he's like, what the fuck? I don't want this. No one wants this. Dude, I didn't know.
I love hockey. That's why
I'm here for the Ducks. First and foremost. I feel like
I'm here to see my boys score.
I feel like they'd let it happen. Because yeah, they're like fuck it, man. I love the Ducks.
Yeah, he's in a jersey.
Yeah. He's like, fuck yeah! My wife got fucked by the duck. They seem really excited about it. I also didn't know that when you go in, they give you these like bobbleheads of like the player. You ever seen these?
Yeah, you go early sometimes.
Yeah.
They have like a different giveaway.
Yeah, like if you're the first 200 people or whatever, they like give you a fucking like bobblehead. So they gave me like a bobblehead of this player I've never heard of or seen in my life.
Is that your favorite guy now?
I don't even remember who it was.
Dude, that was the move when you were like a little kid and they would give you something. It had one guy on it.
Dude, and then you're too little.
You don't know anybody. And you're like, okay, well, I have an action figure of this guy.
Dude, that's really genius. Yeah. It's genius marketing, yeah. I feel like.
Sports is nice.
And then they were like, if you come to the next one, you're going to get like a nutcracker of the duck.
The coach.
The the like duck yeah. mascot. Yeah. The coach. His mouth. You can crush the teammate's nuts in his mouth. But, dude, it was so cool. And then there was like a time where we could go get food and snacks and pay $75 for a personal pizza.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And $35 for like a beer.
Yeah. Dude, when we went to Elton John, there was a drink, like a mixed drink for like $26. $26 mixed drink. It was like this, and then they would give you the like the sifter. That's a lot.
That's like you
need $30 for a drink.
Dude, the Hollywood Bowl is probably similar.
That
right?
drink better make me forget the concert.
Do you feel like the people who are smashed out drunk there are ones people that were pre-gaming?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Like when we used to go to the concerts in our 20s.
Do some pre-game?
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have those little airline bottles.
No, we used to fucking...
You fill up a Gatorade yeah. thing with vodka?
Yeah. We try to sneak in. Grey Goose. Dude, the things we try to sneak in the concerts that they were like very obviously that.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're professionals. Like,
oh, dude, I remember sneaking stuff into a concert and our friend had broken his leg or something yeah. and we just stuffed his crutches.
Yeah, dude. Did they check?
They did the year after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you imagine
why is there so
meetings?
Much weed in the Meadows Music Theater?
Imagine those meetings like with the Teamsters, whoever those
yeah.
people are.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, so okay. last year we had
a cloud.
We got
over
some,
the venue.
Yeah, and we found out why. We've got some creative stoners out there. Here we have a picture of a crutch. As you can see, it looks like a normal crutch, but when you look in the inside and
pass
we'll see
the
second
crutch.
Slide here.
We'll pass around this
pass
crutch.
Pass this crutch. And if you see there, it looks like you can stash drugs in that crutch.
Go ahead and unscrew the bottom where
and
the rubber meets the metal.
And tell me what you see, Jose.
And what's in there?
Huh?
Looks like a tube.
Yes. Of?
Looks like a tube of marijuana.
Yes, correct. It is a tube of marijuana, isn't it?
There
so
are 4 pounds of marijuana in this crutch.
Anyway, but dude, I had such a good time. Such a good time. And I'm glad it's as short as it is. It's not a long experience.
Dude, this sounds like the end of the sitcom when you're learning a lesson.
You know what I learned today was, well, hang on now. Let me get my sounds ready. What I learned today was that Americans love sports. And they sure love their alcohol.
He's right.
But at the end of the day, I feel like it was a big energy group of camaraderie and everyone was having such a fun time. It didn't matter what was happening on the ice because it was really what was happening in our hearts.
Didn't matter what the scoreboard said.
No.
We're all winners that day.
And they were like, the score was like crazy. I think it was like 5-6.
Whoa.
Which like never happens, I guess, in hockey. Yeah, like those are high score. Numbers. Yeah. And it was, so Ducks lost, unfortunately, wow. But they were so close.
Get them next time, Ducks.
Dude, and I was like, man, I really would have, how cool would that have been? Because it had been a while since the Ducks had really like won a game, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And Haley was kind of sad about that, my friend.
She likes the Ducks.
She loves the Ducks. Love it's that. Her team.
Yeah.
And I was like, how special would it have been if I had like been there for a win with the Ducks on her birthday?
Yeah.
And how special would that have been? But it didn't happen. And, you know, everyone leaves the stadium when their team loses. And there's kind of just this like a kind of deflated yeah. feeling.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, if we didn't get that call in the second period, then
that's
bullshit.
Yeah, everyone's kind of like talking about the ref making bullshit calls
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine what it's like when the team wins and everyone's leaving that stadium.
Oh,
it
dude.
Must be so everyone going laughing
yeah,
and high-fiving.
Oh, yeah. And then the multiplier when it's like a playoff game or like an important game, that you, and those games are so cool because you wait all season, and like hockey season's long as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And they play 10,000 games. Yeah. And imagine that times like 10,000, then you get to the end of the season and it's like the game to decide whether you're going in the championship or the playoffs or something. And then it's like a huge fucking party.
Yeah, yeah. It's tight. See, I love that. And it felt like hockey fans are a different breed than like other sport fans.
Yeah, they're very intense.
It feels like they're very intense. They're very like,
they're like cold soccer fans.
Yeah. And they're all bundled up and they got their beanies and their mittens. Like they know, like some of them go all out with their outfits and
stuff. Some of them are wearing skates in the seats.
Yeah, yeah. And that's illegal.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I was thinking about how illegal that activity was. Yeah. But there was such an eclectic mix too. Cause like in front of me, we had like the rowdy like dudes that were like, you know, there was like this thing on the billboard that said, if the Ducks win, everyone gets free Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah.
And I've never even heard of these things.
Yeah. The Clippers do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, it was like on the thing, it was like free Chick-fil-A and everyone's like kind of excited about that. Like, oh yeah. Shit.
And they forget about their belief system because they're going to get chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. And at one point the like dudes in front of us were like, we want Chick-fil-A. We want Chick-fil-A. And they were doing like a Chick-fil-A thing and all these people were laughing and they loved it. Yeah, and like, everyone's like, these guys want the Chick-fil-A. And like, you know, no one's really thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then next to me was this mom with her kid. And I want to say she was like in her 30s. And her kid was like maybe like 7 or 8. And it's just like this single mom maybe, or just the mom took the kid to go see it. Yeah. And she was like so fucking into it. She's like, let's go, Ducks, let's go. And she's doing like the names and shit. And I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Like this mom, this like young mom with her kid is like, like going nuts over this shit. Yeah. And it was like such an interesting.
Maybe she was married to one of the players.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. Maybe. But man, it was such a fun experience. And then I didn't realize, and when it happened, it made me so happy. It was one of my favorite things. There's like one of those like organs.
Oh yeah.
That plays.
Yeah.
And it's like a real one. Yeah. Like there. And it's not just like a track that they're playing. Uh-huh. And it blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, where is it? I want to see it. Yeah. I was like probably the only person that gave a shit.
It's Elton John. Yeah.
But they're playing like popular music on it.
Like polka version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just like this really cool like organ calliope thing. And I was like, I really loved that. Because you know I love my horns and my weird pipe sounds and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I really loved that.
Did you like the horn that goes off when they score a goal?
Yes, dude. Dude, so many loud sounds and shit. Yeah. And then, dude, one of the funniest things was like, they're like, all right, we're coming out with the Zambonis again here. But this time we've got a very special person sitting on the Zamboni. Little Craig Williams, and he's turned 9 years old today. Everyone give wish Paul a happy birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just this kid like on the Zamboni, like going like, yay! And then they're out there for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, and they get tired.
And the kid's just like sitting there by the time it's like, is there a point where the kid's like, I want to get off now?
Yeah, I thought this was... I thought they were going to cheer the whole time.
Yeah, but it was like both Zambonis had like someone, like a special.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience got chosen to be on it.
They made them fight in the middle of the
ice. Dude, it was so funny because they just looked so bored by the time. Like you don't realize how long they're out there for.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really funny. And then
on their phone on the Zamboni.
Yeah, and I love that you're like, they're like... And also, these two people in the audience today are going to do a shot from across the ice and see if they can make what do they call that thing?
Puck.
The puck into the goal. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, those are the guys that were sitting like right there. Those are the guys that were sitting right there. And there they are. And you're like, it's the.
And now they can win $15,000.
Yeah, and they're like on the big jumbotron. You're like, that guy was sitting right there. Now his face is there. Like, there's just this weird, like... And then you're, it's all on TV too. Mm. So it's like any of that could be seen on TV also.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun experience, man. I loved it. And she invited me to another one and I said, fuck no.
Yeah, never again.
Never again. But I had a good time,
I said.
I said, I'll never go again. And I had
a good one time, I said.
I grabbed her arm really hard and said, never again. And usually that gets the point across.
And she knows now. And
I grabbed her wrist instead of like her hand.
Come on.
And I said, I'm done.
Dude, my mom and dad used to hold hands like that because my dad's hands were too big for my mom's hands. Because he had big carpenter.
He'd hold her arm. Oh, that's she was so like, cute.
What the fuck am I in trouble?
Yeah, yeah. That's like leading someone in. Yeah.
It's like, I don't want that.
All right. Let's do some ads, huh?
Yeah.
I think that'd be swell.
Let's read the ads, and we're reading the ads. Let's read the ads, and Steve threw up on the table. If you're watching the video, you'll see Steve's throw up all over the table.
Guys, welcome to the ad portion of the show. I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank Mike. I want to thank Leia. I want to thank Kevin. Leah.
Ryman.
I want to thank Leah and Ryan. I'm here to thank Leah and Ryan. What the fuck is that? At least someone digging in their bag. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. My fucking keys.
Throw those keys into the void. Guys, you ever have one of those days where you just want to throw your keys into the void?
What could this ad be about?
Today's the first ad today is for Squarespace. Yippity yippity woo! You know, Squarespace is one of the longest running ads on the show. Partners, brand partners. Mike and I have been advocates for Squarespace for quite some time because, well, for several reasons. Number one, Mike's own personal website is a Squarespace website.
That's 100% right, Steve. MikeCalzone.com.
That's correct.
Squarespace website.
Check it out. See what it's like for a comedian to have a website.
Have you ever seen a comedian with a website before in your
Check
life?
Check it out.
I might be the first one. And I use Squarespace to pioneer that space.
Yes. And it looks great. And I think other comedians have been ripping him off.
Other comedians follow suit by then getting a website because they saw that. I
agree. And you can have your own website. The tools are so easy to use. It's an all-in-one platform with nothing to install or patch or update or upgrade. You just you can access it from your phone, from your computer. You just go to squarespace.com for a free trial. Try it out. See what it's like. You've got all the tools necessary to have your own e-commerce, your own analytics tools. Find out how many people are visiting your site. And you can have videos, links, social media stuff,
store,
all sorts of stuff. And all you've got to do is go to squarespace.com and get that free trial. Try it out. And when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, that's squarespace.com/banter. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Be the master of the internet with your own website. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. Guys, I love stamps, and I love stamps.com, too.
I'm trying to think of two things I love more than stamps.com, and I don't have either one.
It's hard to think of on the spot. If you gave me a couple of days, I could probably draft something up for you, but The thing is no matter how much we try to prepare for the holiday season, the chaos, it just always comes, you know?
Right.
You would be slaying through traffic to get to the post office. What are you late on your holiday mailing?
That's another question.
It's just, look, it's either seasonal excitement or seasonal dread, especially for small businesses. And what Stamps.com is a one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. And I'll tell you, if you need, you can use, and if you need, you can use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. And all you need... All you need is a computer and a printer. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through the Stamps.com dashboard. And rates are constantly changing with Stamps.com. Switch and save feature. You can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces. So this holiday season, why don't you trade those late nights for some silent nights? And get started with Stamps.com today. You can sign up with that promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. And there's no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com, you click the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANTER.
What's up?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Why not?
And last but not least, let's talk about Factor. My tummy's rumbling. I got grumbles. Guys, my Mamma Mia pizza pie. Oh, oh, with the bustling holiday season.
I need to see the script.
It says everything we just said. With the bustling holiday season well underway, ready-to-eat meal delivery can lend a helping hand. Uh-huh. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers to your door so you can enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays, minus the hassle. Plus, with 34 meals per week, including gourmet plush, keto, calari, smart, vegan, veggie, and 36 plus weekly add-ons, you're gonna have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from. Guy's never seen some words. Some of those words he'd never seen him. He tried real hard.
Couple new words
to walk around.
About truth.
Hey, you know what I say sometimes is seeing new words is like taking a new walk to work.
You can't be talking about new words.
You definitely can't.
You think that was someone shutting their window?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, now I get it.
M- My holidays are already jam-packed, Mike, so I can't join you and your family this year. But luckily, Factor's fresh, never frozen meals make it easy to fuel up fast, dude.
I'm serious.
Listen, man, when I'm on the go, and I save time with meals delivered that are ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. And Factor now offers 34 meals per week with 36 plus add-on options. That's really a lot. Like smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what I have going on. That's quite a lot. Factor is cheaper than dining out and takeout. Once you put the money you save towards holiday fun and you time back into your pants. And thanks to Factor's commitment to ingredients with integrity, you can enjoy flavorful chef-crafted meals guilt-free, like their creamy parmesan. Hang on, let's start over.
No, that's impossible.
You can enjoy flavorful chef-crafted meals guilt-free, like their creamy parmesan chicken and their three-bean vegan silly chili.
Green bean vegan chili
dipped in marmalade chili oil! And if you need a special occasion meal... Hey, man! What about a special occasion, Mike? What are we thinking here? Like Christmas?
Mm-hmm. That's a good special occasion.
Mark
Christmas.
Hamill?
That's another one.
Oh. Guys, if you need a special occasion, right, Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easy. And when things get hectic during the holidays, Factor's flexible. You can change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. So, go to Factor 75. Head to go.factor75.com/banter60 and use code banter60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code banter60 at go.factor75.com/banter60 to get 60% off your first box. Thank you so much, Factor 75.
Thank you so much, Factor 75.
You need to fill it.
Nick
Hamilton!
You better not shout. You better not shout. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Nick Hamilton's on DB.
What's he doing?
I don't get that. You want to call him back?
I promised I would.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Guys, this is a year to realize and remember that your families are where it means for the holidays.
Your families are where your heart is.
And as a message for those of you for this Christmas, please remember that the holiday season is here.
I just want to say before I call Nick back that I'll be at the Rendezvous in Seattle on December 16th through the 18th. There's only tickets available for the 18th. On the 23rd, I'll be at the Nightcap in Burbank. Twice, once at 8, once at 10. Come on down. Madhouse Please. Comedy in San Diego, California on December Please. 30th. Two shows at Madhouse. Be there. And on Jan 10, I'm straight for pay with Kara Connor in Glendale. Come to that. And on the 13th of January, I'm headlining live at the Blossom Market in San Gabriel. In California, in the United States.
Jackpot. Dining.
And now it's time to call Nick back. Siri, call Nick back.
Who is Stop Nick it. Back?
Okay, you're gonna crack wise, Siri?
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah.
I wanna say happy Christmas season to you. You're live on Dynamic Banter.
Happy to you.
Is there any reason why you would call and interrupt the show?
Yeah, yes, there is.
And? Brown young virgins, mother and child, sleep with adults so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly play ball.
I just want to let you know that you should know that your employee is slacking.
Which?
The one that's there.
Fired.
Kevin?
What did you do?
Kevin is not an employee. He's the producer of this show. Show a little respect.
Did Kevin do something wrong?
I know you're big time. I know
legally he is an employee.
That you're legally only taxes wise, though. I know you're a big Hollywood actor. You don't respect producers. No, that's kind of your deal. Yeah, but respect Kevin, please.
Kevin's B-reeling on the job, so maybe think about...
Whoa!
And we told him not to do that.
Whoa!
But then that means he called knowing he would interrupt the show.
Interesting. So now he's making the point that you're actively interrupting the show. I was going to read The Night Before Christmas for Steve.
On the first day of Christmas.
Really hang out. I did look like I was gonna do it though.
It did look that way.
I called Kevin, so you can't hang up on me. I called Kevin.
Kevin, whose phone am I holding right now? What's the smell?
What does it smell like?
What's the phone smell like? Do you want to pass on any Yuletide cheer, Nick?
You know, they say that the Yuletide is. Make it, you know, you gotta make it.
I think we lost service.
Yeah. Australia has bad internet.
Kevin
service.
Ran out of any time minutes.
Well, guys, before we get into some history roads, I'd love if Michael could serenade us with a beautiful rendition of "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
I think you're like, should I do it with reverb?
Yeah.
Can I have like a kind of a nice?
Yeah, you want something different than this?
I just need like, you know, if somebody's reading this story, they need a slow nice. That's kind of a quick nice. I'm looking for a slow nice. Perfect. I said. Slow. Nice. A Christmas nice. There we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a two-horn-born bonk small gentleman mouse, directed by Penny Marshall. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would see them because he's into feet. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of that ooh, ooh, yeah danced in the head. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just put on hats for sleeping. Winter's nap.
I don't.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed because of how loud it was. Away to the window I flew like a flash,
tore open the shutters and wondered how I got directly to the shutters through the window. Was the window open in winter? The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow made me horny. That's amore. When what of my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick, I honestly had pictured all of this being way bigger.
Bit of a pingy ting.
More rapid than eagles. His, oh no, you lost your eagle. That shit is gone. He whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Plorf. On Comet, on Cupid, on Bleeplop and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away. Right now, I'm serious. As leaves before the wild hurricane fly, meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, his courses they flew. That part is too good to be in this poem. And then with the twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, the sounds were coming from all around me at this point. I was like, what am I having a panic attack? No, it's Santa Claus from Christmas.
Whoa! Whoa!
He was all dressed in fur from his head to his foot, and PETA had thrown a bucket of paint on him. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. And he looked like a peddler, and he was in my house with my family. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples so merry. And still, here he was in my house with my family. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow, boom, roasted. The slump of a pipe he had in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath, smoking in my house.
What about his crown?
That was part of it. I couldn't see it because of the smoke. This guy's smoking in my house, but it's chill because he's filling it with stuff. Fuck out of here. We need more stuff. These kids have everything. He had a broad face and a round belly, and there was no way he came down the chimney. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him because I knew I could beat his ass if I wanted to. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave a nod I had nothing to dread. JK, we made out. JK. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and then he filled all the stockings, and he turned with a jerk. Get your mind out of the gutter, it's Christmas. And laying a finger on side of his nose, terrible habit, Santa, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. Well, I'll be goddamned, he must be mostly jacket.
Was he on coke?
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and he was brought up on sexual harassment charges. Like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all night. Good night. Good night.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to all. And to everyone having a good night, have a good night. Have a good night. And a Merry Christmas to all.
That was beautiful, Mike.
Thank you so much. Out of the street. I took a lot out of me.
I love that. That's wonderful.
I'm not used to reading that much forwards.
I like that he was there with your family. Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Where?
Christmas.
Kevin.
What?
Where,
Factor.go.
Kevin.
What?
Dude, can I say, are you trying to find something?
Yeah.
So I want to say a quick shout out to everyone who accidentally hears this podcast. Dude, I'm talking about wives, girlfriends
that are hearing this in the background and
Who are forced because they love someone who likes this podcast a lot and they're around them.
Yeah, that's a patience that not many people have.
Dude, I was listening to one of my podcasts today and the co-host was like doing an ad for Manscaped, not a sponsor. Our sponsor is Factor. And they were talking about like shaving their balls and stuff. He's like, shave balls? And talking about smooth balls.
My scrotum.
Scrotum, hit that with an LED light and smooth sailing on your nuts for the holidays.
I'm talking scrotum like a baby's tummy.
And Zoya's just there like putting on her eye makeup. And I'm like, yo, I'm sorry.
What a bonkers world we live in.
Yeah. So we got to be that for somebody else. I fell down long ago. I feel like my head just went to next year and back.
Oh my God, we apologize to people. And then we blasted them out.
Anyway, thanks for your patience this holiday season.
Fuck, that's funny.
Can I get water and come back? Do you care?
I'll do my best to make sure it can be heard.
What I meant.
You ever make a decision that today I'm not gonna wipe my ass?
Did I make a decision?
Have you ever made that? Have you ever made that decision?
I'm saying today I'm not gonna
I'm not gonna wipe my ass. I don't have to do everything my mama told me.
I don't think I've ever made that decision.
I'm gonna be like, you know what? Today I'm not gonna be a human. I'm gonna drop poop all over the world.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me shit. I'm gonna
Suggesting places for me to drop shit around the world.
Drop shit and blast piss wherever I'm at.
Dude, what if like, what if
like an animal?
What if people wore sneakers and socks?
Yeah,
and that's no it. Pants or underwear, but like the top is
like a nice, you wear a outfit. Nice hat, yeah.
Nice top.
Like you're Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, and then like in Whole Foods or whatever, they drop shit out of your
like a horse.
Yeah, free bleeding just, in the produce
you're
section.
You're just blasting piss while you're like looking.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, a lot of sodium in that.
Just spizzing onto the bags of rice under the bottom.
You're putting in your PIN code.
Anyway, I'll see you guys. You're just walking out dropping shit.
Yeah, is my just PIN code, is it 82? Ah, I don't know.
I love the casually walking out of the store, just dropping turds. Later, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. You have a good holiday season.
Fuck, man.
If I don't see you, Merry Christmas.
How fucked up is that? That's almost... That's almost like a complete fuck you.
But there would be, it would be too much. It would be everywhere.
You just couldn't do it. I mean, it would be wrong to do it when you're leaving a store, because then you're like, I'm out of here. Fuck yeah. This place.
Yeah.
Here's my shit. Now deal with my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Colin sends an email saying, please. Hi, Mike and Stool. I'm a listener here. I just wanted to say I'm listening to episode 279. Who's on the xylophone?
279? We were here.
That might have been pandemic stuff. And there's a moment of magic.
Steve. You got a little bat in your cave. There it is. Yeah, let Kevin have it. It's actually Kevin's job to take it. Kevin, have it. Have it and save it. Put it in the museum. Kevin matched his pants to his hat today. That's nice. And he ruined the pants.
There's a moment of magic where Steve's soundboard is being given reverb by Mike's looper pedal board thing. How did that? There was a time where somehow you could hear, add echo to my sounds.
Yeah,
I don't know why that happened randomly.
Because this is you, right?
That's the computer.
Right, but that's where the soundboard's stuff. So if we ran that into here and this out would
and that was
it.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of plugging that into there, we
so must have done that by accident one time.
Yeah. We just came in and switched all the cables.
It says that the sounds of John Travolta saying please were suddenly given a magical new context, almost as if he were in an empty concert hall.
No, ringer. Yeah.
His please is unfitting. Yeah, that wasn't Travolta. Is unfitting for such a long... Oh, wait, no, it is Travolta.
Please.
Oh, yeah,
please.
Sure.
Please.
We have two different pleases in the soundboard.
Please.
It's like when reminding somebody, doing the impression, reminding of somebody, but they get it real fast. Do you know which please I'm talking about? Please.
Yeah.
His pleas is unfitting for such a lonely venue, which was consequently met by an aloof yet firmly disproving mummy noise in the same empty hall. This sent me into a laughing fit, causing me to fire a proper toot into my MeUndies.
Nice. Sponsor.
I'm 23 years old, suddenly it vanishes and was cast back into the digital void. I would love for that reverb ability to be once again granted to Steve, because it is very funny. Thank you, Kevin. Please make it work. And also thank you for doing your beautiful pod show. It makes me laugh, and layoffs and breakups render me when layoffs and breakups render me otherwise incapable. Keep up the work.
Keep up the work. Not like good or bad.
No, but he said keep a bunch working. Of nice things before.
No, yeah, I know. I just never heard that.
Keep up
without
the work.
Good in front of it before.
This is like a boss coming by and looking at what you're doing. You go, keep up the work.
Keep doing the work.
Colin. P.S. Has anyone ever mentioned the fact that DB is shorthand for the term decibels?
That's
which
fun.
Which refers to how loud something is, how fitting.
Dude, that's very fun. Oh, what a cool thing to say that we've done on purpose.
Right? And PPS, has anyone really been far, even as decided to use even go want to do look more like?
Hmm. Something to think about there as well. Got a Matt Pruitt.
Simply having a dynamic banter time from Matt Pruitt. It says, hello, Mike Pruitt. Hello, Mike and Steve. I present to you a horrible thing that I have had in the making for about a year now. I thought of making this song last year, but I didn't have the time to put it together before Christmas.
I think I heard this. He tweeted it at us. I think I heard this.
Yeah, you've heard this?
Yeah, it's funny. He does the whole song.
But this year I have done it. I shouldn't have. But I did. Basically, I remade Paul McCartney's timeless classic, Christmas classic, Wonderful Christmas Time, using a melodica in place of the crazy synth.
Melodica is the one you blow into?
I believe it. And replacing the lyrics with ones that are DB themed. Don't worry, it sounds much worse now. I will admit, I spent way too much time making this nonsense, so I hope it will at least get a bit of a chuckle out of you boring boys. Shout out to my wife, Ashley, for contributing some doo-doo-doos.
Dude, that's... I love that.
Love it.
I love they on the off chance that she does not like the podcast
that
at all.
That she still included a doo-doo-doos in there.
And he's like, can you...
Please.
It's just, I can't sound
is
like
that. Is
this
for that stupid piss cast you listen to?
Yeah, podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's a podcast. They asked specifically to stop calling it that.
Mike gets kind of upset when you
Mike gets upset, and I would... I only want to behave the way... I would if Mike was around.
I want to be nice.
And putting up with me recording this for countless hours. On another note, I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago I tweeted about burning DB episodes to CDs so my wife and I could binge the show on long road trips.
Oh, that's fun.
You will be surely pleased to know I now have a car with working Bluetooth, and we have a 13-hour drive to New York City from South Carolina soon. That will give us plenty of time to listen to your honks and screams. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you have a simply wonderful Christmas time, Matt. P.S. If you don't trust my MP3 attachment, the song is also on YouTube.
How many Dynamic Banter episodes fit on a CDR?
That's a good question. Because what is it? CDR did like what? Like
90 minutes? Was it more than that? I guess it depends on how big the files
quality
are.
Of the file.
Because it's not like a record. It's not like a time thing. It's just the shittiest quality. There's like 50 episodes. Like we're speaking through a cell phone.
All right. Should we listen to this? It's 3 minutes long.
Yes. I actually have heard this. It's very good. And it reminds me of something I have to get you out of my backpack.
Oh, shit. Okay. I already like it more than the original.
The mood is right.
What makes sense?
The time is now. There's too much water.
We're living by the umbrella.
Simply having a dynamic banter time. Simply having a dynamic banter time. So honk a horn.
His wife with the jingle bell.
These boys are born. It's Steve and Mike, simply having a dynamic banter time. Simply having a dynamic banter time. The choir of children sing their song.
The bass is having a day.
Hot bass. This is the Wyatt Family.
Dude, they get into a fight while they do it.
Honey, you're flat!
I didn't want to do it.
From Rick Williams. Simply having a dynamic banter time. E.T. and Mommy sing their song.
Sweating profusely.
And Ozzy sings along.
Number nine. Number nine.
Mr. Babalina. Mr. Babalina.
Simply having dynamic banter time. Simply having a 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 dynamic banter time.
Please welcome
The wife leaving in the background. The car speeding away. That's beautiful.
Wonderful. Wonderful work, Matt.
Hopefully your relationship is intact this Christmas.
This Christmas. All right, one more, or shall we say goodbye?
Yeah, let's do one more, but let me get that shit out of my back.
Okay.
Because it blew my mind.
It was the Death of the Magic one.
Death of Magic?
Yeah.
Where's that?
That is... Geordi.
Huh?
Geordi. G-E-O-R-D-I. I'm a cat. Oh. You there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, man.
Hi.
I'm right here, buddy. Geordi. Geordi says, this is a quickish history lesson on the death of magic.
Moment of silence.
Hey, Mike and Steve, long timer Geordi here. I'm a high school history teacher, and your conversation on sensitives inspired me to write to you about one of my favorite topics in history, the death of magic.
Hmm.
I meant to send this email sooner, but I'm loving the continued conversation. I teach teens with the attention span of a single TikTok, so I'll try to keep this concise and entertaining. That's a skill.
God bless.
It's a skill. So, people around the Middle Ages very much believed divine or magical forces played an active role in everyday life. Mm. Demons, witches, spells, spirits, and all. This is because government and day-to-day life was centered around the church. The king was chosen by God, and your local government was the church. Priests and wizards function in the same way lawyers or doctors do.
So funny to want to be the king, and another guy also wants to be the king.
Yeah, but God said I could.
Yeah, and then everyone's like,
well, fuck. Well, shit. Then, yeah, that's our king.
Oh.
And the guy that was like, I'm the king, goes like, oh, shit, really?
And they all look at the priest and like, what do we do?
He's like,
and the priest is like, if God said.
God also said I should have every Monday off.
Huh. He said that. When did he say that?
Same time.
Same time.
He told him he's king.
Huh.
I heard it too.
And God said. And God also said.
His wife's like, he's there too. I heard it too.
Yeah. God also said my husband's dick would get hard every now and again. Okay. Enough. No woman talking.
God also said I didn't murder that man.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Please take me down off the wall.
Dude, what if that's what this whole story is about?
It just keeps going. Everyone's like, God said that.
There must be no magic because you definitely killed that guy. I saw you do it.
Wait a minute. Maybe you're not lying, are you?
What?
Kill him. That's a demon. I saw a demon's eyes when he said it.
He ate up all the magic.
When he said he didn't believe me, he saw the devil. God told me. God said, told me he's a devil.
God said I saw it.
Kill him. We'll kill him right away then.
God told me to tell you to kill him right away.
God told me to kill you. Oh, all right. Oh, shit.
Shit, fuck.
Well, fuck.
Fuck me.
Do I put my hands down? Or... Priests and wizards function in the same way lawyers or doctors do. They act out the rules in which our society is formed. Now, after the Black Plague, people started to question, why didn't God or magic stop that? This thought led people to put more weight on logical reasoning and the material world. This move away from magic resulted in things like the Salem witch trials or the Enlightenment.
Dude, the Christmas music playing in the background of the death of magic.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, and here's the death of magic. Because we now believe there's an inherent power in human being, we get to decide who is the ruler through democracy. And we decide who the ruler is, not because they wield magical godly power or that God told them so.
Now we vote on what God said.
But because they apparently showed the best ability to outlogic everyone else.
Yeah.
Humans need something imaginary to believe in order to function on a large scale. In the grand scheme of human history, we are really not that far out from when we believed in magic. So what we see now is people still holding on to what's left of that age of magic. And if it makes people happy and they aren't hurting anyone, then I guess more power to them, literally. Just don't take
not
advantage.
Too much power to
Don't take advantage of the confused and desperate. Maybe a bit longer than I was hoping, but that's history, baby. Thank you for everything you do and who you are. If you ever need another career and you can handle kids, teaching isn't much different from stand-up. Do not call me. I am teaching the youth. Have a great week. Wow, what an email.
Love a good history road where you come away with new knowledge.
Dude, a history road from a history teacher.
Yes, that should be the only ones we accept from now on.
History teacher road.
History teacher, or we just read
we
one
have
page
a
out of a history
teacher
book.
Road. Yeah. Every time Jordy emails us, he'll be our history teacher.
I went to school long ago. That was great. Thank you for that.
Jordy, that was awesome. That's really cool, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And God bless, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Guys. Yeah, what an episode, huh?
I want to show you this real fast.
Oh, please.
Taylor Bork.
Oh, no.
The artist who's done many, many posters for us. She did the Christmas poster.
Yeah.
They went to a record store down the street, Freak Beat Records in the Valley. Shout out two times. Love going there because the guys are always grumpy as fuck.
I know.
And if you want the real record store experience where the record store employees are like, we're happy that you're here, but that's it.
Dude, when I remember I was buying there's this movie called Disorderlies starring the Fat Boys.
Yeah, hell
one
yeah.
One day we'll watch it. It's like literally the Fat Boys play hospital orderlies.
Yeah.
And it's like bonkers Marx Brothers shit. But I bought the record, the Disorderlies record, and I brought it up to the counter and he's like, yeah, get this out of my store.
Oh, that's the fucking best.
Fucking Freak Beat.
Dude, that's what you want.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring a record up to a store and be like, oh,
this
cool.
is great choice. Great choice.
I don't want
it's
that.
Literally like, yeah, get this shit out of my store.
Yeah, now we got space to put out that Bob Seger collection.
Yeah, if you want it out of your store so bad, why don't you give it to me for free?
If you want it out of the store so bad, how about you marry it?
It's like the high fidelity in real 100%, life.
100%, but older and grumpier.
Yeah. No one's attractive.
So she got me a 45 of Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Amazing.
And I love that so much. But what we know about every record is that it has a B-side.
Yeah, what's the B-side?
Paul McCartney's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae. What? I've never heard the song before, and I say we listen to it and film it.
Yeah, good. Christmas Patreon content.
Yeah.
Love it.
And you have to watch Christmas Morning with your family.
Wow.
And we're going to say come a lot. Mm-hmm. So.
Come all ye faithful.
So thank you, Taylor, for your contribution to the podcast. I can't wait to hear this Paul McCartney song I've never heard before.
Wow. I've also never heard it. That sounds awful.
Would you like a sticker?
Yeah. I love Freak Beat Records.
Dude, they should have some kind of grumpy old man incorporated in their logo.
Dude, they really should. Like,
it's such a big part of it. Dude, you have to wear masks in the store.
Yeah.
And whatever, it's up to the store. Mm-hmm. So you come in, dude, and he just fucking points.
Yeah, he points at it. And he even has a box.
They're
of
right
masks.
There. They're right there.
Yeah.
As soon as you come to the store, they're actually right there.
I appreciate that over the super loosey-goosey people.
Where the guy spits in your mouth.
It should be a choice, but if it's that guy's place of business,
absolutely,
it should be respected.
Dude, I'm happy to do it. I'm like, I want to be here thumbing through old cardboard and paper and vinyl.
And just minding your own business.
And I want to be touching these skin cells that have been here for years, decades.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will wear a mask in that store, no problem.
Do you go in there with a black light and make sure there isn't any...
I make sure there is any. I don't take a record home with me unless that's cash.
What record you has the most cum? I want to go in there and call him up. excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a record with the most cum on it.
Do you guys keep track of how much cake?
I hope you don't mind if I come in and shine a black light on you.
Would you mind turning off all the lights in your door while I check the rings of a cat?
Guys, thank you for listening to the
Merry
show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Next Sunday is Christmas Eve. Next Sunday.
Yeah.
Is Christmas Eve.
Well, fuck my butt.
Fuck my dirty little butt.
On Christmas.
Next Sunday is Christmas.
Next Sunday is Christmas Eve.
The 24th is Easter, which makes the 25th Christmas Eve.
Next Sunday is Christmas.
Kevin is adamant. Oh, fuck. Kevin. Kevin's slipping.
Monday is Christmas.
Finally,
wait,
a reason
wait,
to
no,
look forward
Sunday's
to Mondays.
Christmas.
Whoa.
Sunday's
Kevin's
Christmas.
Back.
Sunday's Christmas. Saturday's Christmas Eve.
Can't wait.
Saturday.
I have gone shopping for you twice. And I'm like, I'm
a hard person to shop for.
You have so many things.
I know.
I'm like, I don't want to get you a thing. Here's my thought process. Mm-hmm. And this is giving nothing away. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get you a thing because you're the appreciation time. Is going to be like, here's my appreciation of the thing. We're talking about the thing. Mm-hmm. Then it gets set down.
And then that's
over.
That.
I don't want to get you something that is just going to be like a part of your apartment.
Menagerie, yeah.
I want to get you something like useful. And then I'm like, you play Fortnite. I would
V-Bucks.
Get you a V-Bucks
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
But that's such a nothing Christmas present.
I also feel sort of the same way.
Yeah.
But... it's really the thought that counts. And I'm going to use those V-Bucks. Mm. So if you decided to get me V-Bucks, that would be a great gift.
Yeah. I'd rather just get you V-Bucks for like a birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas
is a little more special.
I love, maybe I'm alone in this, but I love being surprised by a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Birthday is like, give me what I need or
right?
whatever. And Christmas is like, I want to open up something and have a childhood sense of wonderment.
I love that, Mike, and I think we can make that happen.
I'm going to get you a dog.
Aww. I'm going to get you something that...
and it's not going to be a good help.
An 18-year commitment.
Yeah. I'm going to get you vet bills for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone, you ever seen those... there are these ads they post around Christmas that go like, I'm not a gift, I'm like a 20-year commitment or something.
For a dog?
Yeah.
Don't put me in a box.
They're like, I'm not a... present. I'm a thing that you have to actually care about for 20 years at least.
I'm a trained killer.
And someone did one for E.T. that says I'm not a gift. I'm a 10 million year commitment because he's like 10 million years old or some stupid shit.
I like it a lot.
I love that. I love finding out that E.T. is a 10 million year old plant.
10 million year old somebody else's
it's
problem.
A plant. All right. Well, guys, Merry Christmas. Or, well, you know, I'll tell you, next week is the real Christmas episode.
Yeah.
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 That was a HeadGum Podcast.